Hello, everyone. Larry McCarron, Mike Spofford, and Wes Hotquitz here to tell you about the Packers draft tonight. No draft pick to talk about, but Ted Thompson does engineer a trade, moving out of the first round and picking up the top pick in the second and the top pick in the fourth. Mike, general impressions.
Well, it's an interesting situation to be in, Larry. You have the first pick on Friday night and the first pick on Saturday. Those are normally pretty coveted picks because all these teams have all night and all the next day kind of to think about, you know, either who you want to pick or other teams thinking about maybe they want to make an offer for a trade. This whole trading stuff might not be done just yet.
Wes, how about you?
Well, I think that's the biggest thing, Larry, the flexibility of it. As Ted said, I mean, they can take this time to figure out maybe potentially a player that they want. Nobody else can jump up and get them, but maybe there's another team that jumps up that wants the same exact thing. So the big thing here is they felt like the board was deep enough that it could really absorb being able to move back four spots. And with trying to fill out and shore up some other spots on the roster, this was a move that allowed them to do that.
When I see Ted Thompson do something like this, here's what I think. Number one, there's a handful of players he knows are going to be there at spot number 33. Right. He's going to get somebody he wants. The other thing, he's picking up an extra choice or two, which everybody covets. First round overall, what did you guys think?
Well, the moves for the quarterbacks, I think, were the most exciting in terms of how they shifted everything around. The NFC North rival Chicago Bears trade away a pretty good haul, you might say, just to move up that one spot to number two. They clearly didn't want anybody else in the league to be able to trade up to that two spot and get the quarterback Trubisky from North Carolina. And then you saw two other first-round quarterbacks were also picked by teams trading up to get them. So not a deep draft at quarterback, and the teams that wanted them coveted them.
Yeah, I thought the receiver situation was really interesting. I mean, this was going into this thing, you weren't really sure where all those guys were going to fall. You end up seeing three of them taken off, you know, right off the bat. I mean, I think that goes a long way in terms of really showing exactly how deep this draft can be at that position. And some teams, you know, they got their guys, talented players, and now, you know, getting a chance to potentially make an impact right off the bat.
Mike, you mentioned the three trades for quarterbacks, teams needing a quarterback and going up to get that quarterback. My thought was, you know what? What are the chances that three franchise guys, three players that will qualify as the guy someday, were all in this draft, and none of them were rated that highly coming in? There's going to be some teams, possibly all three, that are going to be very, very disappointed because they to do that, you give away a lot, don't you? I mean, that's a huge move.
Yeah, you're staking your franchise's future for the next, you know, 3 to 4 to 5 years on that trade because of what you had to give up and what you lose in the draft in order to get that quarterback.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Wes. We'll be back with rounds 2 and 3 tomorrow night for Packers.com.